trying to keep the cows home. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. You know, we continue to hear of the destruction left behind from Katrina, and several cattle farmers in southern Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama were hit hard from the storm. Many lost several head of cattle, and others are still trying to replace fences to get them back up. Jimmy Carter, Region Executive Officer with the Kansas-based Livestock Marketing Association, was in southern Mississippi last week assessing the damage.
When you get south of Hattiesburg, they don't hardly, when you look at part of Pearl County and Rankin County, they don't hardly have trees to stretch barbed wire between. They're working with root balls. Those trees are just down. But the devastation's phenomenal. Any one of those producers can talk about 7,500-yard stretch and have 30, 40 trees down on their fence.
Carter says LMA, in conjunction with markets all across the country, are coming together to try and provide assistance to these farmers in the affected area.
We just delivered two pallets of barbed wire, two pallets of T-post, metal T-post, chain oil, two-cycle oil, bar oil, gloves, staples, fencing pliers, hammers. Lee, these people down here in South Mississippi are just doing everything they can to try to keep the cows out of the street.
Now, Carter says to date they've delivered more than $60,000 in supplies, and he says they're going to obviously need much more. And if folks would like to help out, they can contact their local auction barn or call LMA in Kansas City at 1-800-821-2048. Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is also working to provide relief. To date, they've raised some $170,000 from state beef councils and beef associations from all over the country, including right here in Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.